Jill Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Jill.
Hi.
Well, with all the berries and especially those on the mountain ash trees, wax wings.
Wax wings. Yay. I love wax wings. Who doesn't love wax wings?
Well, now we're going to talk about cedar wax wings, but before you even do that, tell me the difference between cedar wax wings and bohemian wax wings, because we see them both picking berries.
Yes. Okay. Well, number one, bohemian wax wings are a little bit larger than cedar wax wings. I don't know about you, but I don't see them as commonly as cedar wax wings. So probably the default, if you're one, you know, is likely to be cedar wax wing. But in terms of the way they look or how you could distinguish what you're seeing, so they're both medium-sized birds. And even though they're kind of stockily built, they look really sleek to me. I don't know what it is, but that's how they look to me. So they have a kind of a short neck, bigger head, crest. The crest often, though, isn't raised. It's draped over the, you know, kind of in a stylish way over the back of their heads. And they both have black masks, kind of rakish, you know, masks with a beautiful white outline. So they're quite striking, you know, in their markings. But the way they differ is that whereas the cedar wax wings are brown gray on the top, and then transitioning to more of a pale yellow to white on the belly, the bohemian wax wings are pretty much brown to gray. So they don't have that yellow and white on the belly. And the bohemian wax wings, when they're sitting with their wings folded at rest, they have white wing bars that cross the dark colors on the wings. And the cedar wax wings don't have those markings at all. And then the bohemian waxwing also has rufous, a dark red colored feathers at the base of the tail, so below the tail on the body, but below under the tail. So that's very distinctive too. And the cedar waxwings don't have the red there.
Do they eat any kind of berry, or is that their primary source of nutrition?
Yeah, although they are very good insect catchers, and you know, if you're lucky, you get to see them doing, you know, amazing aerial acrobatics to catch insects, including very fast flying insects like big dragonflies and things. They're good at that. But fruit is really their mainstay. They will eat, I think, just about any fruit they can get, but they, of course, focus on those fruits that are most accessible to them. So those in the shrubs, in trees, in bushes that are, you know, not real low to the ground. I've never observed cedar waxwings going after fruits that, like baneberry fruits or something. They seem to be more shrubs and trees, that kind of thing.
Is that why we see them this time of year? Because that's when things are fruiting?
Well,
Or are they someplace else the rest of the year?
I think they become more obvious to us at the time of year when fruits become real available, because we're aware of those things and they're focused on those things. So they travel around in groups. Generally, they're very social birds, very gregarious, and they seem to, you know, this is very anthropomorphic, but they seem to treat each other very politely, and they just seem to like to be together.
It's quite a scene when you see a whole flock of them in a tree together. And I mean, sometimes there can be 40 of them I've seen.
Yes, right. Yeah, they definitely really do seem to want to be together. And even during the breeding season, which is timed a little bit differently than some of our other birds, to be a little bit later, and over, so that in terms of when they're really having to do a lot of foraging for both themselves and their young, that the fruits are really starting to come into ripeness. They wouldn't want to get started as early on their nesting as some of our other birds, just because they want to make sure they can take advantage of the big piles of berries that, you know, are going to ultimately be out there. That both the cedar and the bohemian waxwings have these yellow tipped tails, so that's another field marking to be aware of, and kind of a short squared off tail. But they also both have wax wings.
What is a wax wing?
Well, if you can look at a bird at rest, you'll see that some of the tips, these are the secondary feathers of the wings, have red tips, and they form a little patch of red when the wings are folded and along the sides of the body. And it's not always visible. In older birds, it's more pronounced than in young birds, but both species have this, and it literally is a waxy substance. And there's been apparently a lot of speculation over the years about, well, what's the point of this? And, you know, why do they have this? And various theories, some of which have been debunked. Somebody at one time, you know, proposed that this was to protect the tips of the feathers from wearing away so quickly and have some advantage that way. But from what I've read, that's pretty much been set aside as not the thing. But they do know that the color comes from their diet. So they eat a lot of carotenoid pigments in the fruits that they eat. And these colors arise from the digestion, those pigments. And another theory that is pretty inconclusive, it sounds like, but one that's out there and hasn't been totally debunked so far, is that it's a way for the birds to assess the age of or an appropriateness of a mate. So the older a bird is, the more of this reddish waxy pigment it has on its wingtips. And apparently in cedar waxwings, young birds tend to mate with young birds, older birds tend to mate with older birds. So you can figure that out looking at another cedar waxwing. Well, are you my age or are you some other age? And if your wingtips suggest that you're a different age, well, then you're not suitable. I'm going to look for somebody else.
So do the males and females look alike?
Yes, they do.
So those red tips work both ways, male.
But the red tips work both ways, and they have a mating behavior, courting behavior, that is for the birds to share fruit back and forth, and they kind of hop, one will hop away from the other one, and then it'll hop back, and they'll trade the fruit, and then, you know, it'll hop away and hop back close. So as a part of this theory about what the wax tips might be helpful for, the theory goes that, well, this hopping behavior where you move away, that would give you a good view of this marking on the bird that you're proposing some interest in. And if you got away and you saw, oh, well, it's not really the right what I'm looking for, then you'd be aware of that and you'd move on to another bird. But as I said, that's not anything that anyone thinks is conclusive, but as far as I can tell, that's the most relevant theory out there right now about what it's for. This is the time of year now through the fall when you could easily get to observe that behavior among the waxwings.
Chell Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks again for helping us understand this time cedar waxwings.
You're welcome.